You're tuned to your weekly GAA show, Lorna Parker here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. And thanks a million to Gavin Whelan for filling in last week. Coming up over the next hour, Dan Shanahan will preview the provincial finals and reflect on a disappointing summer for the Waterford hurlers. Daisha attacker Beck Carton on a crucial All-Ireland Camogie clash with Tipperary, and Waterford chairman Sean Michael O'Regan on why they are looking for more referees. Yes, we're getting towards the business end of the Hurling Championship. The Munster and Leinster finals are down for decision this weekend, and Dan Shanahan is here in our Dungarvan studio to preview all the action. And Dan, is going to be a sellout in Semple Stadium on Sunday, Clare versus Limerick. How much did you enjoy those packed houses, Munster finals in Thurles during your own playing days?
Yeah, Tomás, they were special. The games we played, Tomás, in Munster final sellouts were unbelievable for the fans, the players. To be going up playing Cork and the majority of them and perform the way we performed, even the previous Munster finals in 0-2 when we first made the breakthrough against Tipperary in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, to sell out that day against Tomás was phenomenal. It's great for players, Tomás, that they sell out of there, because it's something you train for, it's something you want to play in front of. Like, you know, previous years we haven't had that with COVID issues, etc., etc. But I think the two right teams are in it now, Tomás, for a proper sellout in Limerick and Clare. Knowing it's going to be a sellout, it's going to be a massive week in each county, massive week for the players. I'm just so happy that both sets of supporters are going to Thurles for this massive day, like, you know, because it's a great family day. Granted, teams are expensive, Tomás, at the moment, so they are, but I think they'll really, really enjoy it, this occasion. Both sets of the Limerick supporters and the Clare supporters, because they'll never forget the day that they were in Thurles and a sellout day for Munster final.
One of the days that Waterford supporters will never forget, Dan, the 2004 Munster final against Cork. And just to jog our memory of a clip from that particular occasion.
Ball now breaks to Seamus Prendergast. Ball in his stick, 45 metres out. He's hitting the back to Owen Kelly. He's lobbing it in, looking for the cousin. That's Dan. Dan has gone. Now he has the ball in his stick. Shot. It's a goal! He's done it again! Could stop him. This man is on fire. Walker up back and back with a bang. 2-5 to 1-10. 26 minutes gone. A Shanahan special.
What do you remember about that goal, Dan?
Yeah, Tomás, I think Owen Kelly must hit the ball. To be honest, Jeff, from out the field, Owen's having a fantastic game. Massive goal himself the same day within the in line. But like, as a wing forward, Tomás, I always took the chance of going around the square. Even to this day, I'd be telling young lads, coach, and telling them to take a chance around the square, where they come off the post, or the fullback might drop it, or there could be miscommunication with the goalkeeper and fullback. But that day, Sully was ahead of me and Don Logue was behind me, like, you know, and Sully didn't know whether I was coming from left or right, and I just got a lucky break. When I see Owen there, I knew it was coming. You know, he gave a lovely ball in, whether he meant it or not. I just caught and I finished it, Tomás. It's something that, of course, I really, really enjoyed it. I was playing well, the confidence was up. I always knew Owen had the visibility to see me around the square, as had Tony Brown. Like, you know, I always took chances, Tomás. Special day, Tomás, special occasion. But as the game went on, I had two bad boys in the second half. I remember that too, Tomás, against Cork there. But no, it was a fantastic fantastic occasion, Tomás, to beat Cork that day, like, in a sold out Thurles. Just fantastic for the supporters.
How many times have you watched back that Munster final, Dan?
I suppose, Tomás, but the answer was on TG Carr over the cover so many times. Yeah, it was unbelievable. I didn't watch it. No, it was said to me. So, no, look, memories are great, Tomás, to be honest with you, boy. And I'll always have them, like, you know. But I'm one of these fellas that won't go back looking at myself watching them playing. But no, it's great for my family and my mum at home. But as again, the big thing that day, Tomás, was the victory over Cork, especially in circumstances with John getting sent off, and the way we dug deep, and we were lucky to win and beat a great Cork team that day, like, you know. And look, we'll never forget it, Tomás, that it's the victory that day, like, you know. It's when you bring back the memories, like you said there, that it comes into my head, like, you know, what an occasion, what a day for my family, my club, and my teammates.
Clare and Limerick be looking to create some special memories on Sunday, Dan. Clare have come through the round robin unbeaten, 3 wins and a draw. What has impressed you most about them so far?
What has impressed me most, Tomás, is the way Brian Lowen has gone about his business, to be honest with you. He was a leader himself on the field. he's brought that to his management team, himself the manager and his management team. Not only that, but he's brought it to the clear players, the clear board, Tomás, where he was struggling to get in there a few years ago. He stuck with it and got his rightful justification of being appointed clear manager. He's done a fantastic job, Tomás, for Clare, so he has. I have to say that, Tomás, before I go into the players, because, you know, he wasn't taunted for the job. He wasn't meant to get the job. Other fellas got it ahead when he went for it, and he stuck with it. So I admire Brian Lowe for doing that. He's brought what he did himself on the field, his aggression, his hunger. You can see him up and down the line there, his passion for the Clare jersey and the Clare people. And he's brought that to the players, Tomás. And you can see, Tomás, they haven't been beaten this year. They had a fairly good year last year. So they had. And when you have players the caliber of Tony Kelly, John Conlon, David McInerney, who seems to be fitter than he ever was, Tomás, compared to other years, Galvin, O'Donnell, and plus the massive man that is Peter Duggan. They're going well, Tomás. It's a shot in the dark the weekend for him. But Limerick can be serious favourites going into the game, but Clare don't fear Limerick, Tomás, and you could see that in the previous meeting in Innes, where it was a drawn game.
And Tony Kelly got 16 points in that drawn game, Dan. How will Limerick deal with him on Sunday?
It's a good question, Tomás, and it'll be interesting, not only my point of view, but other lads' point of view on the game, because it's, do you go man to man and leave space inside for the likes of Peter Duggan, Shane O'Donnell, etc., and they could trouble you with their pace, or do you get one of the forwards, maybe midfielder, picking up when he comes so far, and one of the forwards then picks up the midfielder's man. But it's going to be interesting what John Kiley does. 16 points to last day, someone's going to have to curtail him some bit. He's going to score, Tomás. You know what I mean? So if you can keep Tony to 3 or 2 or 3, 4 points from play and impact your own game, it's going to be interesting, Tomás, how to deal with it, because he's a phenomenal player, Tomás. He's one of these lads. He's worth the entry fee to go in and watch him playing, because there's something magic about him every time. And let's not forget, Tomás, he had no league games. He had a serious leg injury. Missed his county final. I wouldn't play the county final. He missed the club championship last year through the leg injury, maybe the county final as well. And the way he's come back, it's phenomenal, Tomás. And I don't think Limerick will go man marking him. I think whoever's near him will pick him up, and they'll hold tough at the back, try and keep six back in their positions.
Is he the best hurler in the country right now, Dan?
He's I think, Tomás, he's won him anyway, to be honest with you. It's hard to, I suppose, that you can only judge yourself in these big games, no, Tomás. Sunday's one, semi final, and final from here on in, because it's hard to judge lads in previous league championship games, to be honest with you. But Kelly has been phenomenal for Clare, not only this year, Tomás, over the last number of years. But again, I guarantee you, Tony Kelly would say if he was sitting here that it's all about his teammates as well, like, you know, and it's not only about him. But when you have a player that good, Tomás, from freeze, from play, that makes other lads click, bring other lads into the game. And what an occasion for Tony Kelly next weekend to really show how good he is.
A hurler deer contender on the other side is Dermot Burns, Dan. How important is he to Limerick?
Yeah, massive, Tomás, from place balls, even on he's averaging 3-4 points a game from place balls. He's a phenomenal wing back. Struggling is Tipperary, Tomás, the first half. If you remember the game, he didn't know whether to follow his marker or not. He troubled him. Will Clare do something like that the weekend? It'd be interesting. Great lad. But the half back line they have, Tomás, their six backs are unbelievable. Like, you know, Mike Casey's came back after 2 serious knee injuries. Slotted in there. Will have his hands full the weekend with Peter Duggan. So he will. But again, he's after 2 or 3 games under his belt, you know, Tomás. And I think it's going to be intriguing. A massive matchup with himself and Peter Duggan. Duggan can take it high or low, Tomás. Doesn't matter how it goes into him. He holds up the ball. He's been some addition to Lowen and his team clear mates, because he's just a handful, Tomás. Saw him against Waterford the last day. He could have got a goal or 2. Conor Gleeson did okay. Made 1 or 2 good blocks on him, to his credit. But again, Tomás, it's going to be very, very interesting match, because you go to the other side, Tomás, David McInerney's playing well. Tom Morris getting hurt. Galana didn't play the last day. So, and
who will Clare put on Galan, Dan, do you think?
Yeah, I think Flanagan will get the job, Tomás. I think Flanagan will get the job, so he will. It's again, Lowen will have his homework done. The 2 cornerbacks for Clare are nippy and good cornerbacks, Tomás. They're good man markers. is just the way the power that Limerick have when it goes to the tackle. Can Clare cope with the power and the running game that Limerick have? It's a hard one to call, Tomás, because it's so intriguing. The two teams are evenly matched, nothing between them. It'll come down to, for me, a bit of brilliance the weekend. Who has the capability of getting the brilliance? Whether it's that Nicky Quaid, who's been fantastic in goal for Limerick, making one or two crucial saves, or Galan up front, or Tony Kelly getting that winning point. Yeah, it's a hard game to call, Tomás, but head on the block, I'm going to go for Limerick. I think they're in Thurles. They know what it's like to win. They're going 4 in a row, I think, Tomás, and they see this as another win. Win this game, they're in the semi-final, Keane Lynch back the next day. They have another 2 or 3 weeks recovery into the legs. So I'll give a slight nod to Limerick tomorrow, but I can't wait to sit down and watch it and just see how they hop off each other, because these two could be there about to dinner there as well.
Another game that we can't wait for, Dan, is on Saturday night in Croke Park. Brian Cody versus Henry Shefflin, part two. Kilkenny versus Galway. We saw kind of a frosty handshake between the two of them in Salt Hill the last day out. What will happen this time around, do you think, off the field, before we come to what's going to happen on the field?
Yeah, I didn't read much into the handshake, Tomás, to be honest with you. A lot of people had their opinion on it. It's just one of them things. Henry put out his hand, he took it, and he was turning to go back to his players, and Brian gave him. But again, nothing. Read nothing into it, Tomás. I don't think there was any malice or. I know, I'll be honest with you, I know what it's like when the camera catches you, like, you know, and at the wrong time. And I know that day it didn't look anything to me, Tomás. I can assure you Cody was hurting. So he was. But again, look, it's just things are blown out of proportion sometimes with the media, Tomás, and I think that was forgotten about straight away by both sets of managers. Again, just let's talk about this game tomorrow compared to the Limerick one in the papers this week. But again, it's going to be an unbelievable game. Like, you know, it's going to be tough for Henry. Do you know, a Leinster final up in Croke Park against fellas he played with. Do you know, he played with and fellas he won with. And the manager that trained him to win it with him. Like, you know, so it's going to be very tough for Henry. But it's an intriguing thing on the line. Tomás, but I've no doubt both managers won't be looking at each other. They'll just concentrate on their both teams and see where they're going, because if they're concentrating on each other, they're taking the eye off the ball in their team, like, you know, and that's the main thing.
What have you made of the job that Henry Shefflin has done with Galway so far, Dan?
Yeah, he's doing a good job, Tomás. It's hard to know. He's had to be in a rough year off the field, let's not forget that as well. And, you know, it's been tough for Henry. I guarantee it's been a long road from up and down there to Galway, but he's been fantastic on his job. Bought in 2 or 3 good selectors with him. He's getting the best out of the Galway players. Conor Whelan, phenomenal. Burke, whether he'll be fit now or not, tomorrow he's an injury concern about him. Burke and the Coonies, big strong men, tomorrow. So he hasn't gone well. So he has tomorrow, and that doesn't surprise me, tomorrow. Galway have good hurlers. So they have, and Henry's come in there, like, you know, a good few diamonds there. He's polishing them off there, and he's getting the best out of them. Conor Whelan is another Hurler of the Year contender to us. He's been playing fantastic. So he has, and got 4 or 5 points on play from Mona O'Donnell the last day, and he's a hell of a fullback for Dublin. So he did, but again, it's a different day, different occasion. Disappointing to us that's on a Saturday, I'll be honest with you. For both sets of supporters, Galway at 7 o'clock in the evening, they make that trek over to Croke Park and that didn't on maybe an hour or two earlier, maybe 5 o'clock, you know, that they can go over and enjoy it and get back home to celebrate or commiserate, whatever it is. But it's just a bit unfair on the players. Depends on the weather too, tomorrow. It could be a lovely day next minute in Croke Park. It could be windy. Do you know what I mean? So everything it could be different compared to a day game. But I just thought tomorrow it could be on at 5 o'clock, or to give the lads and supporters especially that extra bit of comfort travelling to the match and travelling home.
Will it be Cody or Shefflin celebrating late on Saturday night, Dan?
Yeah, it's interesting, Tomás. I think Kilkenny are coming into this game, Tomás, in a massive... after being beaten by Wexford Blow on their home ground, the pressure's on Galway to perform and win. And that's when Kilkenny are dangerous, to be honest with you. Now, they haven't... They have lost 2 games, Tomás, against 2 big teams, Wexford and Galway. And they've only beaten Westmeath, Laois and Dublin to get here. Do you know? So they can count themselves lucky they're here. But yet, They're 75 minutes away from being in the semi-final. And you can't write them off, Tomás. Owen Cody will thrive on the space in Croke Park. TJ, right, didn't get all his own way against Patrick O'Hanlon. He'd be hurting like he was the previous game. He didn't play well and came out the day after and got one something. They've used to win in Croke Park. I will not write off this Kilkenny team, Tomás, because they've serious hullers. And Paddy Welsh might start again. They can't be as bad. They were so one-dimensional last day against Wexford by going long into the square. Wexford loved it with the Paddy Foley, Macho Hanlon, Rick clearing up the ball. So, Owen Murphy in goal is in the holiday or contender again. Tomás from the saves he's making. But I'm going to give a slight nod here to Kilkenny, Tomás. I think they're coming in here now knowing that a win here would be in a semi-final, and they're coming in under the radar because they'd beaten by Wexford last day. Their training match to see A versus B be very interesting the last 2 weeks, Tomás, I'd say. So, but I'll just give him a nod here that Brian Cody will see this opportunity for him to get to a semi-final, like, you know, and Galway will come in the back door.
There's some Waterford interest in the curtain raiser at Croke Park down on Saturday evening. The Joe McDonough final, Kerry and Antrim. Steve Malumphy in charge of Kerry with Pat Bennett and Shane Briggs in as selectors. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, it's interesting, Tomás, that Kerry the last day went up and beat Antrim in Antrim. Do you know, I noticed out of our hands because Carlo beat Offaly. If Offaly were to beat Carlo, they would have been in this position. So Kerry can count themselves lucky to be in this position, so they can. But what an opportunity for him, Tomás. It's some opportunity for Kerry. In Croke Park, probably should be gone. They're not. They're still there now. Antrim will come down knowing that they will be favourites for this game. They'll be hurting after being defeated last day. So they will in Croke Park in match day before the big game. What an opportunity for the Kerry hurlers to make a statement in front of a big crowd, please God. But I've known Stevie and his selectors, and you mentioned him there, Tomás, have done this. See this as some opportunity. So they have. But I'm going to give Antrim a nod. Antrim had a fairly good league, Tomás. They've been playing well. They win this, I think, the Inter Leinster next year. And if Kerry win, I think they have to play off or something like that, Tomás, which is a bit ridiculous, if I'm being honest with you. But again, it'd be interesting, Tomás. I think if Kerry win, they do Tipperary. I think they do. And
yeah, that's right.
That's going to be very interesting now for Tipperary. Do you know, so look, I think Kerry will go to this game, give it everything, but I just think with Antrim and the way they've competed in the league, Tomás, this is a great opportunity for Antrim to get a bit of silver.
Finally, Dan, it's hard to believe that Waterford aren't part of this massive hurling weekend. Nobody expected Waterford to be out of the championship at this early stage of the summer. Now that the dust has settled over the past 2 weeks or so, what are your thoughts on what went wrong for the team this year?
Yeah, it's bitterly disappointing, Tomás, to be honest with you, that we're gone so early. I think you asked me a couple of months ago about the setup of the championship, and to have lads gone at the end of May, it's not fair. So it isn't. It's not fair. As I said there a minute ago, Kilkenny are after losing two big games and they're still in the championship. Do you know, it's not fair to these players. But we've known ourselves with the blame, Tomás. Our game, and Liam said himself, was his biggest game was against Cork. And that was the game to win, because we knew Innes was a tough place to go and get a result, and we didn't win below in Welsh Park on our home ground. He asked for a big crowd, he got his big crowd, and we just didn't perform that way. No, Tomás, I've been in their shoes and I've been in a player's shoes. I know what it feels like to be gone early out of a championship, and I will not be critical to the players, because I know what it feels like. But to be gone so early, Tomás, to come back to the clubs, half the lads are going to go off to America now, and clubs are going to struggle in Waterford and Tipperary and other counties that are gone, because there's another 2 month wait before you play a championship for your club. But it's bitterly disappointing, Tomás, to be gone out of the championship, because I do feel, Tomás, that if we got over Cork, I think we would have been better in bigger pitches, in Torres, in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, knockout games. I think we would have pushed on, but I thought our lads were tired. I thought against, I can't comment on the Clare game because they never turned up, to be honest with you, and they're 8 points to one down after 8 minutes, and the writing's on the wall with even Tony Kelly and John Conlon missing. That didn't bother me, Tomás. It's just the way that we lost against Clare. Now, we all know Clare is a tough place to go to. We all know that. but the way we lost up there is the disappointing thing. But the Cork game was us, for me, Tomás was the one to win, and we didn't win that. Like we knew we were under pressure, you know? But as I did say to you a minute ago, I know what it feels like to be gone so early in the championship, and my heart goes out to the players, because I know the effort they're putting in. We have too many injuries this year, Tomás, too many key players to be pushing on. So Liam and his backroom team need to look at that, why our lads are getting so many injuries. So they have, like, they say we have a massive panel, Tomás. We didn't show it against Cork, and we didn't show it against Clare. Like, you know, how big the panel was, how good the panel was. We just need to settle down now, let the lads have good club campaigns, get their bodies right first, have good club campaigns then, and whether who's in charge next year, I don't know what the story is, whether Liam is there, deservingly so, or whether someone else comes in. That's a decision that they have to make themselves as a management and as players. But it's disappointing, Tomás, but it's just that sport, Tomás. I can't be critical of any management or any player, because I know they put their bodies through to get to the knockout stages, Tomás, and it's just disappointing as a Waterford fan and a Waterford supporter that we're not in the knockout stages of this championship. But look, you must, Colin Bonner's in the same boat, and plenty of other lads will be in the same boat, are in the same boat again, like Tomás. So look, hey, don't work hard, get your body right for next year. Please God, have a good positive meeting and see what the story is, and drive on for next year, like, you know, and that we'll maybe find two or three new hurlers that out of the club championship that can bring something to Liam or and his management or whoever's there for the future.
Dan Shanahan, great chat, hurling with you as always. Thanks a million for your time this evening.
Thanks, Tomás, very much.
Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.